This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. is home to 1.4 million people from El Salvador, a low-income Central American country with a population of 6 million people in total. Using American Immigration Council numbers, Salvadorans in the U.S. often work physically demanding construction jobs or, at number two, janitorial jobs, especially in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Houston, where they have been longtime members of the organized labor scene. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval reports.
It's early April, and hundreds of Houston-area janitors are marching past skyscrapers downtown. There are Garifuna drummers from Honduras and a twist on a classic Chilean protest song. These Latin American workers are in the Service Employees International Union. In the crowd is Nuria Gomez de Gonzalez from El Salvador. She tells me they're fighting for better wages and benefits. She's been cleaning Houston offices for almost 20 years. Her pay was around $5 an hour when she started. Now it's a little over 13. She says she's gone to marches like this to advocate for better wages several times since local janitors won their first contract in 2006. She's one of more than 5,000 janitors in Houston from El Salvador. Salvadorans here make up roughly 10% of janitors while being less than 3% of the workforce, according to the American Immigration Council. At a nearby park, Gomez de Gonzalez fills me in on how she ended up cleaning office buildings in Houston.
Vi mucha violencia doméstica.
Escaping an abusive ex in El Salvador, she came here looking for opportunities to support her children. She's been able to do that over the years with her right to work under temporary protected status. Immigrants like her come together to fight for better work conditions and pay to survive in this country, she says.
Andamos aquí luchando.
She and her husband, who's from Honduras, together take home about $3,000 a month. Most of that goes towards ever more expensive rent and groceries. A lot of what's left over goes back home. Hundreds of dollars are sent to El Salvador each month on investments in property and helping family members. It's a huge economic engine for communities in El Salvador, says University of Michigan economist Dean Young.
The remittances that migrants send back do go directly first to the households that they originally came from. But that money spreads out in the community via, you know, multipliers.
In other words, the working class wages people like Gomez de Gonzalez are fighting to increase don't just improve the lives of Salvadorans in the U.S. They're also a pillar of the Salvadoran economy. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.